Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah. And a special guest tonight
is Michaela. And let me just give her a little intro. If you guys have listened to our podcast, which I know a lot of you pumpers have, you might remember her from being the famous girl that Peter grabbed her butt at Sir. It was the most awkward and creepy thing I've ever seen. And it was the reason why I did not ask for a photo this time when we were at Sir.
And also, like, Jax was trying to, like...
Oh, Jax was... Both of them were all about it.
Well, yeah. Jax was just playing little games and, like, not being a good bartender.
So, what's up, Michaela?
She was like, I'm not interested.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So we're having to share mic, so there might be a little delay with that. Okay, so we are going to recap season 5, part 3 of the reunion. And before we do that, I just want to get into the Sheena's digital talk show live feed that was on Instagram tonight. Because Sarah and Michaela were not able to see it, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, she waited the last minute to post it. I was already in a freaking spin class, but I'm like, Holly, tune in, and like she said, she's gonna post it. So I'm hoping.
So this is how it started. So the little, you know, it's all Sheena is live. So I go on, and all it is a piece of paper with her face on it, like a little logo, and it said live show starting in 5 minutes. And so people were able to start commenting. They're like, this is dumb. Why not just put it on? Like, why are we waiting? People were like pissed. Then all of a sudden someone's hand would come on and it would say 4 minutes. Like the page, like they had a page. They had like an 8x11 page in color runoff saying 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. And so everyone's like, longest 5 minutes of my life. Like it was. And then every once in a while, they'd pull the paper down and you'd see Ariana and Sheena back there and you could still hear them talking.
High tech.
Oh, yeah. God. You could hear Sheena go like, you know, doing her little laugh or whatever. Yeah. So the format that they use. OK, I'm going to say nice things first to be nice. I appreciated that she did a live show because I like that the fans can write comments in. I think that's cool. You know, questions, like a lot of people are saying, have you seen Shay's video? Have you seen the video that Shay made about you? Have you guys seen that?
No.
OMG. We might have to pause it and so I can show you guys. So he put a video on his Instagram and I didn't get to see it during this part either. I wanted so badly to click off and go see. But so he made like a little, I wouldn't say, like maybe I need to watch it a couple more times. It's everyone's like
he's a music video.
Yes. Or? Everyone's like he's throwing major shade. I wouldn't say that. It's actually sad. And then he says a couple of bad things, but they might not even be about her. It's just like if she's using him for fame right now, he's going to use her too. That's kind of like the gist of the posting, I guess. So people are saying, did you see the video? Did you see the video? And so finally she starts the live feed and she lets us know that this is her digital talk show. She's going to be doing it every Monday. And after she's done, you know, doing it live, they're going to take it, edit it, and put it up on the website every week. And they're looking for studio space right now. So she kind of apologized for the kinks that were going to happen. And there were some for sure. There was weird like talking and it was kind of hard to hear her. You could see they were dropping the boom mic down a lot. Like, you know, they had some rough patches for sure. But overall, I mean, at least she's trying something. I don't know.
So I wonder when they post it if you'll be able to still see the comments everybody makes.
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
But
you said that was like better than
them talking. Oh, it was so entertaining. It was, I mean, because people were like, you know, this is dumb. And they're like, if you think it's dumb, get off. You know, it's always entertaining watching the.
Yeah.
And then it was interesting too, like she started with about, I'd say 7,000 views. And then as it ended, I think it was about 3,000. So a lot of people dropped off.
Oh, wow.
And were frustrated with it. So I think her format was a little bit off too. She also had cue cards, like kind of how, like, you know, live with, what do I want to say, Regis and Kelly, you know, like talk
at least
show.
You can say Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Those were the days. So she asked some questions that I thought I would repeat to you guys. She asked who we think is going to be the New York bestseller out of the group. Like, are any of them going to be authors? And everyone said Ariana. Huh. And by everyone, I mean them.
Oh.
Out
of those three, that was the poll.
Yeah. And then her other question was, who do you think is the future MILF out of us? That was another one. And another question was, who do you think is like the teacher's pet to Lisa? And then this was another kind of instance where Sheena like waited for them to say her because she's such the brown noser.
It's like these are all questions like begging for compliments.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
then you said the summer bodies one.
And they're so, it was just so easy. I was kind of surprised. And it was weird too because she would ask them, but then kind of not let the girls answer. It could have been like a solo live feed, I guess. But it was nice that Ariana and Lala did it with her, I guess. Hmm. Let's see. And then she asked like, who's the number one guy and girl? Let's see. But they talked a lot about Shay and she tried to kind of explain, you know, what went on.
Wait, aren't you going to say the summer bodies one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and she also said, like, who has the best winter body or something. I think she said, maybe she phrased it wrong. Yeah, or she's like, who has the best summer body out of us three? And this was really awkward because Ariana answered and said, turned right to Lala and said, Lala. And she's like, you know, Lala's like, thanks, boo. And then I think Lala kind of saw Sheena's face and was like, oh no, Sheena, you like, you've been working so hard. And, and they even like, I was so distracted by like the comments and like, it was like going so fast, but I think she was like, you know, you're getting a little bit better. Like I saw you eat spaghetti the other day and you know how to like cheat a little bit more now. It's nice to see you, you know?
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed there was definitely a lot of things too. And then she wasn't really taking any questions. I think that like to improve it, maybe like read some of the questions that people are saying. That's kind of the point of like a live feed.
Yeah.
But I think it was hard for her to see what was going on and she's still learning. So it was cool.
They probably
but
should have done some practice runs.
Yeah. 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 But I think that you were right when you tweeted that what timing she had, because, I mean, this was probably her biggest platform she had to jump off of the whole summer to talk about this whole Shay thing. Mm-hmm. And for the Witches of WeHo to be out of the country.
Right.
Yeah. Really smart. And I couldn't, my other thing is I couldn't help but think, what would everyone say if the Witches of WeHo were sitting on a couch talking about the other three? Like they were discussing Stassi, they were discussing, they were talking about Kristen, and they were trying to be just like comment on their behavior, but it was definitely they were saying things that their feelings could be hurt by, you know. So I don't know.
It started a whole Twitter war. So
yeah, I still haven't got to see that.
Well, they were saying that. Like, well, I guess they brought up the racist comment that they brought up, how like Kristen talks about, like makes jokes about suicide again with the like, I'm joking undertone. But like these girls were saying like it's basically like Stassi. It's insensitive. It's ignorant, whatever. I mean, everyone is getting a little too PC and sensitive with these things, but at the same time, because the Witches of WeHo never own it or take accountability, they just like keep snowballing it for themselves. So while I do think it does, it's like we can all make a joke, but if you did do it badly, then apologize and own it and be like, you know what, I phrased that wrong.
And
but they won't ever
it's
do
exactly
that.
Ariana brought that point up, which I was so glad. And she tried to bring this up a lot on the reunion too. I felt like she just said, if you do something, like, just say that you did it and move on. And that's their biggest issue with Stassi, is she just never does.
Yeah, like, sorry I brought up the anorexic thing, and instead, go to Taco Bell. It's easy. I know how to do it. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, totally awkward. So, yeah. Basically, she just went on and... another thing that they talked about really quick was when Katie said sorry, when she apologized to Lala, Sheena mentioned that she was kind of upset that that whole apology came by Lala kind of defended the way Sheena was being treated. And Sheena felt like she deserved an apology from Katie in that moment, not Lala. Remember, they are kind of like, you know, you should have been a better friend to Sheena here. Yeah. And Sheena was waiting for an apology, she said. And she felt like, why didn't it come? And she's like, that wasn't edited like that. You know, it. She did not apologize. And she gave the apology to someone else. Mm. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the anorexic thing, blah, blah, blah. So that was pretty much it. So let's, should we jump in?
Yeah.
Do we have any other
business? I mean, I don't know, because I didn't see it. So all I'm going off of is piecing it together from the Twitter stuff, and I'm just hoping they'll post it so I can watch it. And we can always, I'm sure it's going to continue. I mean, these girls got up in Copenhagen at 4 a.m. to respond to these tweets they were getting. And they're all like complaining to you. They're like, we are so jet lagged. Okay, you've been there 4 days now. You're not jet lagged. Like, get over it. We're so jet lagged. We all had to wake up to address these tweets. It's like, turn your phone off. Turn your ringer off.
I don't, like,
come on.
Yeah. And I feel like they're just like sitting wherever they're staying and just like loafing around. Like, what are they doing? It's like, doesn't look exciting. I'm not jealous of where they are or anything.
Yeah.
And Kristen and her like tweeting to Kata, like, Kata, I miss you. Come.
Yeah, I miss you hard. Here's a picture for you, Kata.
Yeah, it's like, text him, please. Don't do it on social media. We don't need to see Gross. That. Yeah, yuck. Okay, so I was super psyched for part three, and I have to
start. I'm going to give it to Katie. She has not done anything like, Bubba, I miss you, and nor has he. Oh, Bubba, me too. I wish I was there.
I've seen him like laying on the floor a lot with the dogs, yes, and like eating takeout. Food. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. He seems a little depressed or something.
But at least she's not on social media. So I'm going to give her a little credit.
Yes. I'm with you.
So, yeah, Andy opens it up and he's like, Stassi, how does it feel to be single? Again, back to single Stassi. And she's like, yeah, and I feel like a loser, Andy.
Yeah, can you set me up with anyone, Andy? Yeah, and you can, like, everyone is, like, sitting there trying not to roll their eyes so hard, but everyone's so sick of hearing this.
I feel like this is, like, this keeps getting brought up that, like, it's a springboard to, like, Stassi in the City, like, Stassi single in the city spinoff or something.
Yeah.
I know.
Why do you guys hate Stassi so much? Vanderpump Rules Party hates Stassi. We do not hate Stassi, FYI. It's just, we would just like to clarify once again, we review the show and we comment on things that are going on. And this is a quote narrative that is
convenient.
Yeah. And it's constant.
Yeah, and it changes. We like, yeah, because I was saying earlier to Michaela, I was like, you know, sometimes it sounds like we're standing up for Ariana, Sheena, Lala. And it's like, no one on this show is actually very likable. So it's hard to stand up for anybody. Sometimes you're just the least offensive or whatnot, which to me is usually Ariana. Sheena certainly, like... she does not make herself likable. And like you even said tonight on her story, she was calling her, saying she mutes all her fans and calling her fans trolls.
It was one of the most offensive things that if I was one of her fans, I would have been really upset because she's like, I know you trolls. And Ariana was definitely in on that too. And I just like to say listen up, Vanderpump Rules cast. We are in the trenches with you. First of all, there's three podcasts that are devoted to you only. That's us, that's Sup, and that's the Pump Rule, whatever the heck that other one is. What is it? Pump Rules? Pumpers? Pumped?
The one where the one person doesn't speak.
Where they live in the same building.
They live in the same building, yeah.
You know, it's like we... us that are constantly tweeting with you, you should be thanking us, because there would be no action going on Twitter or the internet without us.
Yeah, we're all keeping it going and watch what crappens.
Yeah.
Add some in there a bit.
They are, you know, they're Bravo fans. So, but I'm just saying, like, I would not be so quick to knock people who are talking about you. It's rude and it's going to make us get irritated.
Yeah. So then soon there'll be no podcasts about you.
Yeah. So be more thankful. And
so, yeah. So it's not all Stassi. It's like everybody is annoying in their own way in many times. And other times some people are funny in other times. So it's just kind of which way the wind's flowing for you this season, this edit. What's been bugging me about Stassi and Kristen, like Kristen is the hypocrisy, loyalty. It's like, oh my God, how could you say that with a straight face?
I think it would be a lot easier to have our favorites and stand by them if we weren't doing this podcast, because we have to talk about each person and how their story, you know, works into the show. I mean, I would love to be a Witches of WeHo fan, but I can't do that if I'm going to talk about this show, because... it's just, you can't, you'd constantly be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like you, it's just, you have to at least explore the other ones. I don't know. It's,
yeah.
It's kind of, it's been, well, it's been really hard podcasting this season for me, because I am a big Witches of WeHo fan, and I've definitely had some hard lessons I've had to learn, and seen that, you know, just like they need to apologize and say that they're wrong sometimes, they're, you know, their views are wrong sometimes, and it's hard to...
yeah,
be their fan.
And that they never ever own it or admit it. They just deflect, blame, justify. And it's like, if they just occasionally owned it or apologized, and I think they would have more support and more fans.
I'm finding, though, that no one in the cast is saying sorry, and no one is ever bending
Jax did.
Yeah, but it's like, for instance, like when we say something on Twitter, we get attacked by either Stassi's followers or Ariana's followers, and they only see it one way, and mm-hmm. you're not going to argue with them. They're going to just constantly just hit you with their little mm-hmm. one-liners, and it's frustrating. It's like, okay.
Yep, you're right. You'd always be wrong. You could never win.
Yeah.
If you just picked sides.
Yeah. Okay, so... okay, what do you guys think about Stassi and Peter together? Like, my reaction to this is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gross. I don't know.
And Michaela, I think I know what your opinion on that would be.
Although, I mean, like, probably his personality would be tolerant of someone like her, where, like, her and Jax are just, like, oil and water. They're too much alike.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah.
So,
she kind of needs someone she can bulldoze over, and I feel like Peter could be that person, but I just don't feel it. Yeah, it's icky.
Yeah, totally. So then, and I thought it was kind of weird how Sandoval was like, it was a nice kiss though. And they replayed that kiss, and that kiss repulses me, dude.
Yeah.
The way she like goes in, and it's like a wave of like her body being like,
and they're and they're like in and out. And it was like, ew, stop.
It's like she was really trying to make it like, she's like, okay, ready? Here's my soap opera kiss. Action.
Yeah. Well, I haven't kissed anyone in so long. I better make this count. It's like,
ugh. Yeah. Yeah. It was a little cringe worthy. Okay, so the next thing that we jump into is Andy asking them, whose idea was it to have a joint bachelorette party? And some of these things that he was bringing up in this episode were, it's like, ugh, we've seen.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, this was my least favorite episode out of the three.
Yeah, it was just, he was like firing a lot of questions at everyone, which I like the questions, but then each question went into a montage, a replay.
Yes.
And it's like, we don't need to know whose idea it was to have a joint, like, we've already seen that on the show, and we don't even care. And we've
heard it like 1,000 times from them. Like, yeah. We don't want to hear Katie talk again. Like, no one wants to. You know what's funny is a lot of people will message us and be like, you guys just hate Stassi, or you hate Ariana, and I can't listen to you anymore. Not one person has messaged us and said, you are too mean to Katie. I'm not listening to this podcast anymore.
Like, she's like the person like we probably ripped on most, just because like her style choices, her rage texts, her raging me. Like, she really helped me out on Twitter. Thank you, Katie.
I mean, dude, you're getting picked up on, in every single like Pump Rules.
I know, everybody's tagging me and everything.
It's crazy.
It's funny. Triplets are always
tagging. Yes. Oh my gosh.
But yeah. So. I mean, yeah, I don't understand that, but whatever.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, it's like,
stop being mean to her.
What did you think about when Katie said that, when they kind of were, he was asking, like, why did you say that Tom and Ariana, you know, contributed to a lot of the fights with you and Bubba? And she's like, I just wanted harmony. I just wanted harmony.
Oh, wait. And then again, Schwartz goes, oh, you should have put an asterisk by that, Bubba, because, you know, it was just in that context. Again, he doesn't have her back. Like, Schwartz, keep that in your head. Don't tell her she should have made an asterisk to that.
Oh, my text. God.
But yeah, she just, oh, I loved when she was answering and they pan over to Tom and he's like looking at her with one eyebrow up, like side eye, like.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And then they kind of go off. They're like, you know, it's, I think it's like a sign that, you know, even the littlest thing sets Katie off. You know, it's like you say one thing and she goes crazy. That means that there's something deeper. And again, like Bubba was just like, yeah, like we did have our issues. And, you know, but I think everyone would agree. Like, we're good now. Right, guys? Like, it was just like, ugh. Well, yes, we've dealt with this for freaking, how many episodes was there? Like, 21 episodes of this shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay, so next we jump into, it's, did they have to bring this up? So he's like, Jax, when you apologized to Stassi, that seemed to, you know, really be like a touching moment and you got emotional about that. Tell us about it. And Brittany is just like so annoyed and they got into it again.
Yeah. And yeah. And he's like, well, I should have pulled Stassi away. I was like, well, that would have probably looked even worse. Let me talk to her in private. And then Stassi's like, it wasn't about you cheating. It was about how it affected my friendships. I was like, well, it's probably about both. But
yes, when
nice try.
I have in my notes that when Jack said I should have pulled Stassi off to the side, I immediately wrote, hell no.
Yeah.
I actually really appreciate the fact that he did that in front of Brittany, because if, imagine hearing about that, like if they were talking about it and going, or watching it, having to watch it and not be there.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
He's like, oh, he's still in love with her. He's crying. He doesn't cry for me. Yeah.
I appreciated that. I thought that kind of showed some growth for him that he did it in front of her and wasn't saying anything shady, you know, like it,
yeah,
it was actually a pure moment for him. It was,
yeah, he came off probably the best on this episode, because especially when he was talking about Tom and Katie's wedding and how, because she was like, it just hurt to see you all like trying to tell him not to marry me. He's like, I'm just saying, push it back. You guys have these major issues, push it back. Like, weren't we all screaming at the TV, like, just delay it, just like wait another year.
Yeah.
Go to therapy. And Lisa Vanderpump was like horrified. She's like, now that I saw it on TV, I wouldn't have officiated that probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, that's just back and to Jax being
yeah,
more
and
mature.
And I feel like Jax and T. Sandy and all of them were probably saying that because obviously they had to rush the wedding because of the show. They're probably thinking, guys, this is not worth it for the show. Tell them you can't do it. Tell them you have to do it next season. Or so it'd be a great cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, just, and Katie was not going to veer from the plan. She was going to nail down.
Gonna bottle it up.
Yeah. Bottle it up and marry that Bubba. I did think it was interesting, though, in that moment that Brittany was like, you know, I was hurt that, you know, he doesn't apologize to me in that way. And Stassi's like, well, you know, we were really wasted, like really wasted. And Sheena's like, well, if he was so wasted, why didn't he apologize to you, Brittany? And like Jax just like shook his head because he knew he was busted in like that moment. But I, you know, it's like Sheena was pulling out some shots, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when then it kind of goes into, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then it goes into the drinking montage of Schwartz and them his saying
brownouts.
Yeah.
Katie looks so pissed when Jax is talking about Schwartz crying a lot and how he wants to push it back. She was just sitting there like doing like,
she was rubbing her seething scalp. She was shaking her head.
Oh, also the other thing she was doing is she kept doing the Kim Kardashian thing where she's just constantly stroking her hair. And I know she's trying to channel Kim K right now in this dress, but as Michaela said, pull your sleeve up, stop stroking your hair.
Oh my gosh, I have to plug an Instagram right now. You guys have to follow it. It's so interesting. It is, let me see if I can find it really quick without taking too long. It's called, oh great. Okay, it's called Star Style Com, like STAR Style COM, and it's so much fun. It shows all their outfits, where they're from, and their shoes, like everything, and they have it for each celebrity, but especially the Vanderpump Rules cast. And I don't know, I find that really interesting. I love to see the brands that celebrities are using and what's going on. So that's a really fun Insta to follow.
A lot of them said they get stuff off Tradesy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
they don't pay retail. They buy it used.
I haven't. Stassi was talking about how she gets her shoes on there. And I can't. I couldn't put on someone's shoes.
Yeah.
I could probably do a handbag easily. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or
jacket or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's like show, like unless the condition is shown or so, I don't know. I'm sure it's fine, but it's a little like, yeah. And I heard her say, she's like, well, it's not like it's like running shoes. It's heels that you wear, you know, like.
But like, it's not like people wear nylons these days. So it's like their bare sweaty foot.
Sweaty foot. Yeah.
That Jax has been sucking on.
Yeah. Ew.
Jack's
gross
saliva is seeped into the shoes that you're putting your feet into.
Oh my god, that was another disgusting thing about Sheena's digital talk show, is there was like a foot fetish guy on there, and he kept on saying, show your feet, ladies, show your feet. I'm like, Marty, is that you?
What's his name, Marty?
Yeah. I had a coworker who had a foot fetish. It was amazing. But yeah, so that was a funny comment. Okay, yeah, so they show Schwartz being, you know, drinking and blacking out and blah, blah, blah. And that's when Andy kind of said, like, did you think that there was no hope for the Katie-Tom wedding? And Jax just kind of says, like, well, I never saw him cry so much. And, yeah, and Katie was just pissed.
Seething, and he's just like, push it back, push it back. And then my favorite moment is, again, when T-Sandy comes in and champions once again and says, you know, all you girls, all you kept doing is coming up to Schwartz and telling him what he needed to do. You need to do this for Katie. You need to be this for Katie. You need to say this to Katie. He's like, never once did you tell Katie what she needed to do for Schwartz. He's like, you were all just all so busy licking her butthole or asshole the whole summer. I was like, they were horrified. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
And then Katie, like the only like line she got in was, she's like, I'm just so sick of them being like, poor Schwartz. It takes two to tango. Like, that's what you came up with. It takes two to tango.
I mean, we all agreed we now get it more because of how he doesn't have her back and in the comments that he should keep to himself. But yeah, she doesn't do herself any favors to make her more likable or gain more support.
Yes. Okay. So then, like, this is why this episode is bugging me. So then Andy talks about when they were in drag, and it's like, are we doing a recap of the last episode, or are we doing
fighting in the hallway?
Yeah.
It's like, that's just enough.
What did you think about Carter not making it to the,
Oh,
reunion show.
Maybe because he got like crucified on Twitter. He wants out.
He really has. After we all laid into him, he really went away.
Well, wasn't he starting a new one? Because he like a new handle.
Yeah.
So I think he has a private handle once he shaved his beard. It's a real beard didn't make sense anymore. It's like, oh, shut up. But he probably has a private one. But yeah, he's really laid low. That's pretty funny, though. He wasn't even invited on.
He was brought up a lot.
Nor was Rachel.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if Rachel had to be.
Or Raquel.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Maybe there'll be a secrets revealed and they're back in a tiny little room.
I would have loved for them to have Rachel on so that we could just see her not speak.
Yeah, she could have been sitting there for, she maybe could have done a couple of looks at them or something.
Yeah, or moved her mouth, but hadn't had it be muted out.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
And I also was kind of expecting them to bring Gigi out or Ellie or.
Yes, that would have been a good confrontation.
Or where was Max mm-hmm. and where was Frutia?
Right. Those are good questions.
Okay, Michaela, did you go back and watch Frutia after? What? Okay.
I don't have words.
I was right, though.
It's just so uncomfortable because you want to hope that she's kidding, but then you realize that she's not.
She's not.
Dead serious.
She's not.
I'm going to choose my words wisely here because I don't want to insult her, but I just don't understand, really. And how long had she been working there?
Like a year as a hostess.
It's been
a year probably as a server, right? Because this is last summer.
Maybe that explains why Kristen and all them are in Jack's mid to upper 30s and they're still working at Sir. I don't know if maybe it just takes a long time.
It does. It's very complex. That restaurant, it's like, it really takes a good 10 years to be able to figure out how to take orders. And
it's a sexy, unique restaurant that's constantly changing. And
yes, sometimes they have cabbage soup. Sometimes they don't.
Like, I was thinking,
sometimes a beet salad has avocado, other times it doesn't.
I think it should. It sounds good. A warm beet salad.
Anything with avocado is always better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the chocolate martini.
Oh, my God.
If it's not on the menu, they don't have it.
Yes.
So I did not see a vodka cranberry on the menu.
If
so
Lisa Vanderpump doesn't have that as a special, Katie O'Malley doesn't know it. Oh, my gosh.
But you would have thought that instead of recapping the whole nightclub James Kristen thing, that's a perfect time to bring Ellie and Gigi on.
Yeah.
Just for 5 minutes for a little confrontation. Andy's phoning this in. He doesn't care. It's too much effort for him to do that.
I was surprised that they let DJ James sit out there the whole time. He really was involved in this reunion. And that is letting me know that. Thank you, Bravo, for listening. Thank you for listening to what the people want, and that's what we wanted. So, yay. And he did help it. When we'll get to the shade part in a second, but there was a couple of moments where he did an eye roll that just said exactly what we were all thinking. Mm-hmm. He has the most expressive eye roll face I've ever seen.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You're irrelevant. Shut up.
And, I arrived over here to podcast late and I was a little bit stressed out. I drove over here 90 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh, you drank half a tumbler.
And I told Sarah, please make me a cocktail in honor of DJ James. I want a vodka soda. And it's I get what DJ James does when it tastes so good. And I'm buzzing a little bit right now. And I get it.
I've never seen you drink a drink so fast, actually.
You made it really good. So if you guys hear me drinking and it's a little distracting in your headphones,
then take your headphones off.
Yeah.
I listen all the time with my headphones on here. I don't know. It's fine.
I mean, yeah. Do you hear my throat? I mean, I don't feel bad about any sound that we make compared to the other podcasts, Watch What Crappens, where they're like, oh, I'm Kristen. Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts out there where they'll make really loud clown noises and shrill in your ear.
And suddenly.
Suddenly.
Yeah, with no warning.
Where you're it's oh, shit. It's I just described it to Michaela, when you're on an airplane and you have the airplane headphones come on and the pilot comes in really way too loud and unexpectedly. So you like throw your shit up in the air like, what the fuck? It's like that a lot.
I can't really relate to that example exactly because I don't really travel and or use headphones. But okay. I could imagine that that would be freaky.
What do you mean you don't use headphones?
I don't think that's ever happened to me on the airplane where like the pilot came on to my headphone.
Oh. It is, because then when he's done talking, you want to get back to your movie, and then the flight attendants are like, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be coming through. It's like, oh.
That interrupts it too?
Just, yeah. Anytime anybody says a damn thing. So it's like, and they always come on right after the pilot. And it's just like, can we just wrap it up in one little 30-second blurb instead of like, we have headphones, and then like 5 seconds later, we have a choice of peanuts, Biscoff cookies, or pretzels. Well, I just outed the airline, but and then it's like, if you don't have headphones, if you don't have this, if we have snack boxes, and just like, oh, also, we don't accept cash. It's just like constantly, and you're just like, I'm never gonna fucking finish this movie. I give up. This is ridiculous. It's just really annoying. Sorry.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the next thing we get into is their stupid drag, you know, dressing. I can't even talk about this again. We've already talked about it.
Bored with it.
And the most interesting part of this was when DJ James says that he got some tweets saying that Ariana was giving him DJ James Kennedy vibes. That was about the most exciting thing I got out of that.
So then it was like Schwartz confronting. I did like, because it's the Kristen Vegas girl thing.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, how do you know for a fact you weren't there? I loved Lisa Vanderpump saying that. But what I loved out of this scene was when Katie was saying like, well, like they're like, it was 5 years ago and I answer for it every month. Every day of every month you blow up. For 5 years now, for one little thing I did that he's like, no, it was one big thing, but you know, it was one time, it was one thing, and I apologize. And every month that you have constant blow ups, and I was like, again, she did not look happy. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, just like so awkward.
And then again, classic Schwartz does not have her back. He's like, and he's like, Katie, have you been cheated on before? Is that what's going on here? And Schwartz is like, yes, yes, Andy. He's like, I inherited all of her insecurities about LA guys. She was just so jaded and cynical, and I inherited all of that. And then they pan over to Brittany, and she looks horrified that he just said that, as she should. But I was like, you just aired that again. Maybe keep that in your head.
Okay, one thing that I missed that I was hoping that you could clarify. At this point, T. Sandy yelled something at Kristen, must have been yelling something across the room or something.
Oh, they were both talking at the same time, so yeah, it's hard to...
She's like, don't say we, Tom.
Well, it was over the sex thing. They were like, how do you know you weren't there? And she was yelling... so he must have been saying we, like we were there. And she's like, Jax told me, Jax said it. And then Lisa's like, oh, well, of course it's true then, because Jax said it. And then Jax agreed too. He's like, yeah. He's like, why would anyone listen to me? Like, again, he's brilliant, okay, this episode.
What do you guys think about how much Jax is changing the way he looks? Have you seen like how he's been working
his
out?
His 30-day challenge?
Yeah, and his hair looks different. His
hair, it looks weird. It's like a hedgehog, or he's just lost it. Have you seen it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they did like an outline around his head. Like it's like they like drew on like a little
like Vinny from Jersey
yes,
Shore.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then the top is like shaved.
He's definitely trying to look like season one Jax, where he kind of had his hair like that when he was with Laura Lee.
Yeah, but he's not succeeding.
No, but he is getting in shape. But yeah. With this latest Botox round, they did something to the shape of his face, and you pointed it out when we wanted to try to make that GIF. His face looks weird.
Yeah.
It really does.
When he was doing the Robert De Niro, like...
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, trying to, like, I think, like, put his eyebrows up, but he couldn't because they weren't moving, so he's like...
Yeah. This plays out really well over the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
our physical comedy.
We're pointing to each other and
Anyways, so yeah, they fight about that. Oh, and then I don't know how. Maybe I was so bored I didn't write any segues here. But after the LVP says, "How does Kristen know they had sex?" Katie looks so uncomfortable in this moment. But then they go right into like LVP, and you know she was the only choice for their officiant, and Schwartz is like giddy, like he is straight up in love with Lisa Vanderpump. It's a little weird. And then Katie's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, Bubba, don't forget the limerick you wrote for her." He's like, "Oh yeah, the limerick." Like
what?
You miss that? Remember he wrote a limerick?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, they wanted to make sure they brought that up again. And he was like, "Oh, you're right, Bubba. Yeah. The limerick."
Like, so nerdy.
What the fuck?
Okay, yeah. So they get into it more about, he's like, "Bubba, did I not express to you that I'm sorry about cheating on you? Bubba, come on." And she's like, "Yeah, you did." She like mirrored it back. She's like, "You did express that. But every day when you express that, you can't expect me to just get over it. I have insecurities, Bubba."
Yeah, she said I wasn't, emotionally equipped to accept that apology yet.
"It was up to you to put those pieces back together, Bubba."
She's like, "Don't throw this in my face. You're the one that put a ring on it." And they flash back to that scene. I'm like, yeah, after you like threatened him and gave him an ultimatum.
Now, what do you guys think about him did not like saying he doesn't remember cheating? Like, is that possible?
The only way I would say that he didn't is I kind of agreed with Sandoval. When Schwartz is wasted, he looks completely useless.
But I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that there's ever been a time where I've been drunk that I don't remember things.
Even when you like were roofied?
Yeah.
No, I think they probably did. And the only reason he will never say 100% because he's afraid this girl's going to come out and that she has some kind of like photographic or video proof. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you just say, "No, I would know. I know." He's a little bit scared, as he probably should be. So he can never say 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't remember. I think that's a convenient narrative for him.
Yeah.
But I do kind of believe that he's so sloppy when he's wasted that there's no way he could get that working.
I agree. And I think that maybe that's what he's been trying to show us all season. Yeah. It's like, "You guys, look, I'm a Bubba. I'm a mess, you know?"
Yeah. Valid point. Valid point.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Oh, what was strange to me was when then Ariana like looked at them and she's like, "I love Katie. I love and care about Katie. And I just know they're meant to be together." And I was just like, what? Where did this come from?
Yeah, that was really weird. I wonder if they edited that like in separately or something, because that was really misplaced. And I kept seeing it, trying to see if they were going to cut to Stassi or Kristen rolling their eyes, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Strange. That was a weird little sentence.
I guess all these post-reunion Twitter wars that have been going on, it really hasn't been about Katie or Ariana and Katie. It's been like Stassi and Ariana or Sheena and Kristen.
Yeah.
But Katie's kind of, she stays out of it sometimes.
I'm just so curious to see what is the storyline going to be for these people going forward. Like, what the hell does Katie have now other than knocking out a kid? And dear God, I hope that doesn't happen right away. And
Kristen getting married, which nobody cares about, nobody wants to see. Stassi dating, more of that.
Like, who's going to be in charge of the next season? We know there's a next season. I know they're
Brittany
filming.
Brittany and Jax's wedding, maybe. It would be kind of a, it would be kind of a mind fuck if Andy was just like, "Let's just not do it. Let's just like not do it and watch everyone freak out."
Yeah.
And then it'll become some like kind of like paid sponsor show or something that we have to buy, or.
I would buy it.
Yeah. It would be really funny though. Like I would die laughing. Like I don't want it to happen, but I would die laughing of what it would do to all of these people's egos if he just said, no, it's done. It's
well,
a wrap.
It's on the digital talk show tonight on Sheena's show. They were kind of talking about, you know, what are you guys going to be doing for summer? Where should we go on our summer trip if we do get picked up? And Lala kind of turned to them and said, you guys are so used to being on a hit show. You just assume you're going to be picked up. Yeah. And I thought that was kind of interesting because they do. And, you know, everyone has kind of acknowledged that they've kind of aged out of this restaurant sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I thought it was interesting that while they were kind of making fun of the situation, all that they had to talk about was Lala's clothing line, Ariana's book, and Sheena doing her digital talk show. That's all they have going on. For me personally, if I was on a show, I'd be cooking up some major storylines. Like, I would be like, yeah, okay.
I mean, it's like why they had to add Melrose Place as a spinoff from 90210, because you can't just... You need to grow with the people, or when they finally went to college, because you couldn't just do 90210. Like, it's not the show you watch. What's that one?
In the Hills?
No, the one that Chad's obsessed with.
Saved by the Bell.
They can't just be in high school forever, eternally.
Yeah, and then Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Oh, there was the college years.
Mm-hmm.
So 90210, they did that college, and then they all went into their careers. But at least they, you know, and they started having kids. Like, nothing has changed from day in 5 or 6 years here. So,
you know what I'd really like to know, any pumpers out there, is there a Baywatch podcast? If there is, can you tweet at us, because I want to listen to it.
There's a Baywatch slot machine now, you know.
What?
Oh, I thought I snapped that. And Sharknado too.
There's a Baywatch.
There's a Baywatch and I won on it. And it's 3D.
Is 3D. What's her name on it? Nicole Summer.
Oh, don't think she was. It was Pamela Tracy Bingham, but it's 3D and you can control the 3D. So because I got a little dizzy.
Wait. So you're telling me that when we go to Vegas, there's a possibility that we can play Baywatch?
Yes.
All night.
That and Sharknado, they're both 3D.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
Oh, they have it at the Venetian, because we played it at... Well, I played it at the Cosmo when we went to see Britney. But then when I was just there last week, it was at the Venetian.
So I also wanted to throw this out to you, pumpers. Do we have any listeners in Las Vegas? I'm sure we do. Can you guys get at us where we should go to dinner before Magic Mike? We're going to see the Magic Mike
Grimaldi's
show. I mean...
Or we can go Saturday if you don't want to go there.
That does sound amazing. I'm down for that. But I really want to go somewhere like super Instagrammable.
Hmm.
That's what I always want to do. But I didn't do...
I mean, Beauty in Essex was cool, but we didn't really like the food.
Yeah, that I've been reading about the hotspots, and that is like top on the list.
I mean, you can't get any bigger than French Montana.
No, you can't.
I mean, that's like top of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's like French, then Kanye... Then,
like
Puffy,
yeah, then Drake.
Drake's like number 20.
No, oh, Drake is number one.
Not bigger than French Montana. What are you smoking?
I mean, come on, DJ James is one. Let's not get it twisted.
You know, if Scott Disick is at One Oak, I say we go there.
Oh my God. He probably is.
I will make an exception. Or he's of probably my nightclub rule.
He's probably at the festival.
Oh.
The festival. Everyone's at the festival this weekend. Okay, so how amazing was it when Andy called out Schwartz for taking a horse bath?
That's exactly where I have to.
I in the river. Love
he's like,
that.
Wouldn't you want to be kind of clean for your wedding? Instead, you take a horse bath
and
in
he's
the
like,
river.
He's like, is that what you call woodsy elegant?
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely had a writer for that joke because it was so on point and so fast. And like one of the writers is watching Twitter for sure, because that's what we all said. It was disgusting. And then another horrible thing about this reunion is they just barely gave a tiny itsy bitsy nod to the triplets. Let's give a full shout out to the triplets.
Thank you for following us and tuning in.
Yes, and we just want to say we 100% support you being on TV.
Your own spinoff.
So much more than anyone on this cast.
Yes.
And you should have your own show. I would pay for like a 24-hour cam to watch you guys. Like, you know, like a like they could be like cam girls.
They've been posting a lot now.
They're so much fun. They're so nice on Twitter. They don't call us trolls. They are happy to interact with us. Mm-hmm. And they are just the most adorable boys. And
Men,
sorry.
They're 30.
What did you see that cake that
you sound like Schwartz now. He's like, oh, they're good kids.
Oh, yeah. They're good kids. The boys. Yeah, the kids. Yes. Sorry, triplets. Sorry about that.
I have while Andy's talking about being choked up with the triplets, we pan over to Brittany, and this is where you walked in, Michaela. And I freeze framed it because of, like, she looks so tense and uncomfortable. She's like figuring out she has to improve her posture because Kristen and Stassi are sitting next to her like completely upright, but she's like covering her like hoo-ha because their slit is so high. No, Brittany.
Brittany.
Well, I'm sure Kristen would love to cover Brittany's hoo-ha.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But she's sitting there with her like hands over her crotch because their slit's so high. Like she's afraid of slippage. So I respect that, but she looked very uncomfortable.
I mean, I still have not been able to get out of my mind what you said about Kyle and how they have to sit. Like now I watch the show completely differently.
Yep.
And how these poor girls have to sit there. And even the guys, you know, even Schwartz and his dumb vest that he wears, like that has to get uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
What did you think about when Andy said, whose vows did you get the most choked up during, Kristen? And she's like, Tom's. I just want to say that you probably got caught up by listening to Tom's vows because Katie let him talk. When Katie was doing her vows, no one was able to get choked up because he was interrupting her every second, being like, oh, Bubba, you don't have to say that. Stop it, Bubba.
Yeah.
Aww. Like his...
Yeah, she really did get ripped off.
She totally did. Her moment was stolen. And I wrote down in my notes for this part is ugly crying. Everyone was like ugly crying at Tom's vows here. And I thought that it was interesting that he, I may be skipping ahead, but they said, would you change anything about the wedding? And he said that he wishes that DJ James was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of dream vows, Michaela, when you got married, I mean, are you kicking yourself now that you didn't get to hear something as beautiful as like, you know, we tore our relationship down to the ground and a couple days ago we started to build it back up. Like you didn't get that kind of beauty.
Yeah, that's true. It's the very rawness of Tom and Katie that they show along. I just wonder if their families watch the show because that couldn't have maybe been the most confident wedding. I don't know. I just kind of think of
and then we bottled it up, babe. We bottled it up, Bubba, and you know.
And even just the joint bachelor and bachelorette party where it's just all of the doubt and he's like, I'm over it. This isn't happening.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch. And it's just like, oh my God. God, cringeworthy.
Totally, yeah. It was
the time when she was the calmest was when she couldn't fit into her wedding dress because of all the Taco Bell, because she took some weed candy.
But then not on her wedding day because she wanted to really just be in the moment and enjoy everything and. Schwartz just wanted to thank her for being so diligent and finishing all her tasks before the wedding so she could remain calm and enjoy the ceremony on Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh my God. What about when they asked Lisa what she thought? They're like, Lisa, what did you think of the theme for Taco Tuesday? And she's like, well, that's not how I roll.
Yeah. That's not how I roll, but it's in consistent theme with their stuff.
Yeah, they're always a little she like used some
oh
word.
Yeah, what did she say?
It was like, good. It was like
not unique
because yeah it was
that word means a lot to her. Sexy and unique. It was something they like kind of marched to the beat of their own drummer. It was like that.
Okay, so then the next thing they get into is when Kristen and Jax and everyone showed up for DJ James DJing after he got fired from Sir and Pump, whatever. And Jax is like, I was happy. I was so happy that we went. And Lisa saying that she felt sorry that this happened to him. You know, the poor guy's just trying to catch a break. And here DJ James was just like on point once again. Like, can they just let him talk a little bit more? There was not enough of him this episode.
Yeah.
Because he said, did he say, Kristen, you came up and approached the one and only James Kennedy. Like, there was something amazing he said there. And I need to watch it again because it was like he is the one and only James Kennedy. And have you guys seen his sunglass line, by the way?
Yeah.
I want to buy a pair. And I think we should give one away on the podcast. So if there's two for one, I'll order them, you guys, and we'll give a pair away.
Am I the only one that just doesn't understand this entire argument? Like, when Kristen was trying to argue with James, you were at his set. I don't get how that isn't creepy.
Her argument, argument is that a lot was done to her. So this was like payback.
But it's just, you're in a whole other relationship now and you're supposedly so happy and James was just a fling that you were,
She did this with James to Sandoval.
That's
true.
It's just like she's just constantly thinking of her ex instead of who she's actually dating.
And I have to say,
boring.
But. I'm seeing kind of like a pattern. Like, I see Kristen did this with, she broke up with Tom and then she did it with DJ James. And now she's doing it with Carter. And Sheena, you know, is getting a divorce from Shay. And now, you know, and she was dealing with the Brandy thing with him. And now she's going into this relationship dealing with the Shay stuff. And it's starting to just feel like a little bit of a pattern.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Okay, so let's jump into the awkwardness that was Sheena and Shay.
And they're like, do you even have his phone number? And she's like, no, because I had to cancel his phone because he wouldn't pay his phone bill. So that was awkward. An awkward start.
Okay.
And then Stassi, of course, has to make it about her again. Like I was saying, like when she said, you know, when everyone is in the heart of the gay district during gay pride, like, and then, you know, there's gunmen and she has to bring it back to herself. I walked two blocks with my dogs with tanks outside. Well, first of all, as Michaela pointed out, there wouldn't be tanks outside. And Jax is like, yeah, helicopters. I'm like, helicopters are going 24/7 in LA. Every time I want a house sit in Hollywood at Heidi's, choppers all the time. So she made it about herself. And so she made this about herself too. They're like, you know, she coming out. She's like, wait, you guys, I'm scared for him to be around us. Like, this has nothing to do with you. Shut up.
AF. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so.
And why would she be scared? He's like never been violent ever on the show. Like, Jax is like coked out, like, chunky sweater tearing off, like, sweaty, beet red. Like, you should be afraid of him.
Do you think Jax is going to wear a chunky sweater in Kentucky?
He's like, wearing overalls.
Like, with his overalls or like camouflage or. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, and then she sees him backstage and she's like, everyone's like, we're going to support you. We'll support you. And she's like, well, he got a haircut finally.
What was Kristen saying to her? Ronnie was yelling or something during that part. Was Kristen just saying, we'll support you?
Yeah. And both her and Stassi were saying that.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So they determine that he's living with his parents and they immediately do a wedding flashback, which that was awkward. I know I keep going back to this live show that just happened, but on Sheena's digital talk show, when they were kind of talking about how they have to, Sheena saying why she's doing this talk show is she wants to be 100% open with her fans. And she wants to, you know, she signed up for this just like Shay did. And she wants to just be 100% open with everyone. And I think Sheena has a little bit more to work on with that. I don't think she's been open with us. And I think that's part of the problem. But I'm glad that she's trying.
Her stories aren't matching up because she was telling everyone, like on the show, when did you know about this? I didn't, just 6 weeks before. Or I didn't know all summer. But now she's like, they're like, when did you first know?
3 months into the marriage.
Yeah. Like, so which is it? Stick with your story.
It's whenever it works for her, unfortunately, yeah. I think. Yeah. So
she catches him lying, saying he bought X amount of pills and through their mutual friend. And he did look like he was caught off guard and lying, kind of like he couldn't come back from that one well.
Yeah. So the first thing that Andy kind of says is he's like, you know, you guys, you know, were married and you've been, you know, into the marriage, you started sleeping at the studio and not coming home. And that's kind of the first resistance that we see. Actually, the biggest resistance we see from Shay is he like bobs his head back and is like repulsed that they say that he sleeps at the studio. And he kind of tries to confront Sheena on that. And she's like, well, you didn't come home at the end. And anytime Sheena would say a fact, even if it was a tiny little end of the sentence fact, he would back off and not push her further.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. And Sheena's,
she was like, yeah, she kept coming back because he'd be like, well, you just never listened. And she's like, you were never there for me to listen to. Like, she just kept popping back at him.
Yeah.
So it kind of, the tide changed for me. And I think Michaela saw this part. It was like, at first you thought he was a little awkward and he was definitely caught off guard and lying. And he probably did, you know, buy the pills. And he did seem like he was gone in the studio a lot. But then by the end of it, the second half, it was kind of like, I don't know. Sheena was...
He loves her.
Yeah, he still loves her and was like, you know...
So would you say Sheena was more cold and he
especially
was...
Especially when she was like... looking at herself.
He was left heartbroken, kind of, you know, like
she's fixing her makeup and Andy does a double take and he's like, what the hell?
What? Yeah. What did you guys think about when he said that
you're obsessively doing your hair and makeup?
Yeah. Well, she said that he threw or Sheena threw him under the bus by saying that they could work things out. But then when the cameras arrived, she said she wanted a divorce. Do you think that's true?
Oh, and he said, you divorced me on camera.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that too.
Well, we learned too, like that she knew about the drug problem and he said they were working on it privately in their own marriage. And then she caught him in a lie. So she decided to throw him under the bus and air out his dirty laundry with the drug problem when not a single person in his family knew. And she decided to put it on camera. So I get where that really probably started to unravel.
Yeah. And then I found it kind of strange when he said, I can't believe you did that. And she's like, well, when I get hurt, that's how I hurt
back. I'll fuck you back harder.
And, yeah. And I'd never heard that side of Sheena before where she kind of is malicious and maybe kind of means to be mean. Like she does
it
not.
It sounded like something Brandy Clanville would say.
Yeah. And then when she brought up, she's like, and then all of the Brandy fans were like, see, here's your karma. And it's like, that's floating. Still bothering her.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. And what pill is it? Any drug users out there, what pill are it? What 50 pills is he buying for $600? I wonder what that is.
Doesn't Oxycontin go for like a lot, like $50 or something?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then she said,
we covered in a previous podcast, I've never taken anything stronger than a Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
But I make up for it with drinks. So don't worry.
Yeah. And I've never done anything. I've the drugs that I still want to try are the following: acid.
Oh, no.
Mushrooms.
You don't want to try that. Mushrooms are great. Ecstasy.
Yeah, never tried
Molly.
I've never tried ecstasy. I've never tried Molly. Like
it's the same thing. It's just
I do that for Magic Mike?
No.
I need a hookup, everyone.
If you do anything, you're gonna have to be in a room, possibly with some restraints.
Are you serious?
Just because it's you, because like I've seen you on half a drink and what it does to you.
Oh no.
No, I know people that'll like go on the rides in Vegas and yeah. You don't want to do acid, by the way. That's nasty.
Okay. Okay, so they're kind of talking about money again, and a lot of, I've seen this brought up on Twitter, Instagram, a lot of things. So I wanted to ask you guys what you thought. In California, once you're married, money is, it's community property. What do you think about Sheena constantly holding it over Shay's head that that's her money and that he's taking out $1,000 here, $600 there, $600 there? Do you feel sorry for Sheena, or do you think that that was his money too? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, it's role reversal. So if this were the other way, nobody would be saying anything. They'd right. be saying it's their money. They're married.
Right.
But because he's the man, it's not as good of a look. Like, he's just a mooch and lazy. Whereas, you know, like, women get the stereotype in business that she's aggressive or assertive, she's a bitch. I guess this is where the men get the short of the stick, where it's like, no, it's her money, not our money. But if it's a woman, it's their money. So yeah. The situation was reversed. I don't think anyone would. I think they'd be yelling at Shay saying, it's Sheena. She's your wife. It's yeah. community property.
Yeah.
So I get that. It's, you know, it is still kind of like a.
And then I wish
he made his own money.
Yeah. Well, he did mention that he worked at Mixology, and I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he says that he's like, I worked at Mixology, and
So he did. He just didn't make as much, which is totally fine. But
he still had to make some show money too, right?
Yeah, and they used to do appearances all the time. Remember, they would travel to Texas and everything.
And
like
maybe
that.
He just doesn't like to use his debit card. Maybe he pulls out the $600 and uses cash. Yeah. You know, I can't do that because
and she just paid like money for the big things, like the investment into his music company or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, still that's going to with men, it like that resentment builds up of like with the women paying, and like it affects their self-esteem and their ego, which explains why he would be texting another girl, because he needs to like feel like a man again.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says that the money was always held over his head.
Yeah.
And he also said that, it was never, he said that the marriage was never about them, that it was about Sheena. And I don't know. It definitely, obviously, we don't see every moment. Sheena makes sure to tell her trolls that.
I just thought even, too, with his recovery, with whether it was alcohol or pills, and how he kind of said he wasn't cool with how much they're going
She's
out.
Like, you because said you anyone were fine knows with my that. Lifestyle. He's like, well, it's hard.
Yeah, I know with some of my friends or family members, if they don't drink, that's the last place that I'm going to bring, even if they say it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to be cool. And he knows she's got all of her friends. This is the industry. This is about what the whole show's about. But yeah. I don't know. I did think that was kind of messed up when she was threw it back in his face. Like, well, you said it was okay. And it was just kind of like, you should care yeah. for your husband more in that way, where you wouldn't want to put him in that situation.
Yeah. And it'd be one thing like, are you going to be okay at this barbecue pool party? But like, it was more than that. It was like bars, clubs, yeah. constantly. Like,
well, I mean, for instance, like Chad doesn't drink, and same thing. Like when we go out sometimes, like he'd prefer not to go because it's not as fun for him, because mm-hmm. you can't get at the level that we're at. You know, I totally get
People
that.
People are annoying when you're sober and they're drunk.
Yeah. 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 But, I definitely think that, and it could have been the editing, but maybe not. It definitely just came off like Sheena did not care for Shay's feelings in the entire marriage. Like, that just, you know, he was like kind of sitting there. And then what about how Ariana was like, I want to hear from you. I don't care if it takes 10 minutes to sit in silence. I want to hear what you have to say. And
yes, she said on Twitter, she said that because I guess he had been talking. It's obviously edited out, but everyone kept interrupting him and talking over him.
Oh.
So probably all those girls and they're all
right,
chiming in.
Right.
So that's why she said that, because she's like, no, I just want to hear from you with like no interruptions and hear what you have to say. Why did you just ghost us and that sort of thing?
Well, and I have to say, I felt for him in that he couldn't articulate what he wanted to say. And, you know, some people, that's not their thing to be on TV. They don't want, they don't, he didn't prepare a statement to say, he couldn't say it like, here, A, B, and C, this is what was wrong. And I kind of, it came off very authentic, I thought. Like, it was like, it made you feel like, oh, he can't even say what he wants to say. And it kind of worked to his advantage because it made Sheena look even colder, which maybe she's not. Maybe it just looked like that. I don't know.
No, he looked more real and impacted. And she definitely was upset and looked upset.
But oh my God. Okay. And then what about when they're like, Sheena, are you guys dating? Like, what's going on? And he's like, she's like, you're following him on Instagram. And then it was like this shadow came across his face and he is like, what? And she's like, Rob.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh.
He was thrown. Yeah. He was like hit by a bus.
Do you guys?
Yeah. Like, why was that necessary? He's like, are you seeing anything? He was like, no. He's like, well, I'm still married. You know,
that was such. And that's when DJ James did his eye roll of the century. And it was, that was rough because at this point it's only been 3 months. You would think you would even I would even try to hide it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Or just tell my closest friends yes, I'm happy, but
it was fast.
I don't want to. And you could see it. I'm really nervous for Sheena. I really hope that she did give it enough time and that she is. I want her to be happy, but I'm a little nervous about this, how quick she jumped in. And do you guys...
They're going to Easter together, yeah, the family.
And like
family
she's...
Family vacations.
And she totally has baby fever with him. He was playing with his nieces and nephews. Oh, yeah. And she her ovaries were totally throbbing, you could tell. And do you guys think that he kind of looks like Shay?
Yeah, I could kind of see that. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it's crazy because in some photos I was like, oh, wow, he's really attractive. And then I see the majority of his photos. I do feel like he's too LA-y for my type. I feel like if that even makes sense, where he has his face in everything. I feel like he's trying really hard. I don't know. Does he do film or videography or something?
I don't know.
It just seems like he's always trying to plug something to get it. I don't know if he's using Sheena maybe for his own. Who knows?
I feel the same way. What is he trying to get out of this? And I'm a little feeling guarded for her, I guess. I don't. I hope that she looks happy. Everything looks good.
But it did with Shay too, and she's like, "We're great. We're great." And the whole thing was unraveling.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So I hope that, you know, maybe by doing this digital talk show, it will, you know, she'll be able to talk through some of the stuff and maybe hear, you know, some other ideas from people. I did recommend to Sheena that if she needs help with a storyline, to ask her trolls what to do, because I think we all of us could come up with some great ideas for her. And
so my whole I already talked about it, but I didn't get your take on it. My favorite moment was the compact mirror and Andy's look, and Andy's like, Sheena, you're obsessively doing your hair and makeup. And then LVP's like, yeah, she noticed too. And she's like, yeah, let it go. Who cares? And I told Michaela, I'm like, she really should have, because she didn't just do a quick check. She was fixing her eye makeup. I'm like, do you know how much more fan support she would have gotten if she let that mascara run down her face?
Yeah.
But instead, she comes off as a cold ice queen because of that.
Well, and this could have been editing, and she pretty much said that it was, but it was anytime he was trying to tell her something, she was completely not listening.
Yeah.
And she did this on her show today too. Ariana and Lala were talking, and she would completely be staring down at the ground or off to the side. When it's not about her, she kind of checks out.
They showed that in New Orleans when he was trying to talk to her, and she's like, can you hand me the iron? Just totally not listening.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I get. I appreciate someone who is self-absorbed. No, yeah.
Holly?
I like looking in the mirror too, but I don't know. I wouldn't do it on camera.
With the
oh.
But lots of times I think you're out to lunch and not listening, but then you'll be like, yeah, because you just have the skill to be able to do 20 things at once. I don't have that. When two people talk to me, I'm like, Michaela's seen it. I'm like,
or like I'm stuck on something that someone said, and I'm like so deeply like I can't. I have to go back to that one thing. So that will happen too. But yeah, yikes. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then I thought they kind of let him plug his little band, mm-hmm. and like I said, you guys check out his music video that he posted of Sheena. You saw it, Michaela. What did you think? Like, isn't it weird?
Yeah, it seems really sad. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny because I kind of went into watching this episode siding more with Sheena, because after how they left this season, it just seemed like Shay was honestly kind of a piece of shit.
Just disappeared.
You're just like, you feel for her, you know? And then watching this reunion episode, it completely flip-flopped for me. I all of a sudden felt for Shay because he looks like he actually loves her. And now that video on his Instagram, it's all these really great shots of her. And she just like out not being, you know, professionally filmed, just little clips that he's done. Wow. It looks like on his phone or something. So it just seems personal. So it's just, it's almost sad.
Yeah, it's like all these pictures of like of her like on Watch What Happens Live, and like she waves at him like with this like really warm look, and then all wow. of a sudden she like changes her face, and like I don't know.
Does he talk about other cast members in this song?
No, you know, I couldn't really hear the words. I need to listen to it again because I watched it quickly.
There was one song I heard him talking about that, but he wrote it like in 2015 where
yeah,
he
does about Jax. And yeah.
This is different than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. this is brand new.
Well, it's just down in Huntington, which I kind of thought was sad in itself because Sheena and Shay always would come to Huntington Beach to the Hyatt for their little romantic getaway, and she still comes down here, but he was just down here with his, what is it, Duff music group. They were just down here, so I told them where to go, and they liked it and said thank you. But I thought, that's kind of sad. He's like, no, we're just doing a beach day. I'm like, dude, that's what you would do with your wife. Like the last 2 years, they came down like 4 times a year. Like, and that, wouldn't that be kind of sad? Like maybe go to Newport Beach. Or
yeah. Yeah. It is nice though that they kind of, I'm glad that it's not just one of them that has something going on. I'm glad that he has his band and it's successful. Like he mentioned that they're touring with Bone Thugs and Harmony, who have frequented the Galaxy in Costa Mesa. They, that's where they tour. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like, it'd be like holding a concert at the City Hall here. Like, oh. You know, like in the rec room or something. I mean, Bone Thugs and Harmony, they're iconic. They're classic, but they have definitely toned down the touring and they do like really small venues. So I guess, I mean, that's great to be on that ticket and everything. I guess it's good. He's happy. She's happy. I'm glad that it's not one of them that's like, well, I'm miserable and I hate my life.
She's like, I'm glad you're happy. I want you to be happy. And I'm really happy right now. So it's just like, okay, did you have to just throw that salt into the wound there?
Yeah. But I really hope she is. And I think that he does too. I think he sees it too. And he's like, good luck with that. You know,
yeah, it's like, I'll always love you. I'll always be there for you. And then she about lost it at that moment.
But like Michaela kind of said, I think that this dude is much more thirsty for the camera. So if these two can cook up some sort of new storyline for themselves, I think that they might be able to step into the limelight. And is Kristen going to let that happen, or are her and Carter going to gun for that?
They're just not interesting enough, Kristen and Carter, to steal any kind of spotlight.
Yeah. That maybe that's why she was talking about ovulation.
She's better single and
psycho. She needs to get pregnant, and then that would be something. Because it'd be like, how is she not going to consume alcohol for 9 months? I don't know.
We should quickly address the other Twitter war of the week that happened after our podcast last week. It was quite heated, and Holly and I were on different sides of
yes,
the fence on
yes,
this one.
Yes, yes, yes.
I actually am kind of like in the middle on this one. I'm not totally 1,000% behind T. Sandy, but it was like this big Twitter war of Sandoval like makes fun of Nikolai and threatens to drop kick him, and it was exaggerated. He didn't threaten. He said he deserved to be drop kicked, but he was also saying when I was 12 years old and mouthed off, I'd get my ass kicked. And when you're 12, you're like hanging out with girls and roller skating. So he was insulting Nikolai speech and calling him like a 7-year-old instead of a 12-year-old, that was horrible. Him saying he should drop kick him, that was horrible. But he did also say, like, there was a lot of content that wasn't aired. So if you're just going off of what was aired, yeah, 100% Sandoval looks like an asshole. But he said that there was a lot of dark things said. Granted, it's a kid, so who knows? Sandoval could just be being a baby, like
he said. He is 100% being a baby. But, and I will give you and Chad this. I'm so, like, I'm still mad at Chad about this. Like, we haven't been speaking for a week. But I think that what Chad said, like, it would be really annoying having some little shit kid talk to you like yeah. that. And it's just annoying. And he just thinks that it's so obvious, and I do too, that Stassi and Kristen and Katie coached him on exactly what to say, and that they are probably sitting there snickering and being like, oh my God, we can't control what he says.
Yeah, he's so cute, but he's saying everything they want yeah. to say, but they'll be annihilated if they
right,
say that.
Right. And
yeah.
so I get how that would be frustrating, but
I love that they cut out, though. Apparently he said, Kristen, you're perfect. You don't need yeah, to do a thing.
Yeah.
But they cut it out.
Yeah. Do you
Britney's?
I saw that someone wrote on Twitter today, and I could not agree more. Do you guys get the feeling that Andy hates Kristen? Yeah, he is not a fan at all, and he's barely a Stassi fan. Like, he's barely holding. Like, he knows that Stassi helps him out a little bit, but
he loves Sandoval because he's a St. Louis boy.
Yeah, he loves, and he gives him like the correct vibes that he's into.
Right, the metrosexual.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, it was. Yeah, I said Sandoval overstepped, but again, it's one of those things where. How come everybody else can get away with these statements like, oh, and then just cover it by saying, I'm joking. So if you're going to go that route with the, do you want us to like not jump all over you for when you're saying offensive things and because you just say, I'm joking. Well, then the same has to apply to this.
But he never said he was joking.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
On the podcast?
No, I think it's after.
Oh, he made a statement and said I was joking? I don't know. I thought he like stayed silent on it.
He did.
I mean, I'm sure he was. Of course he's
maybe
not going to.
Maybe it wasn't him, but it was someone like that he was joking.
Yeah, of yeah. course he's not going to do that. But I wish that Kristen or someone would kind of speak to the fact that, I don't know, I get a weird feeling from him that he does have anger issues and that he is a little punchy.
Well, I mean, joking as in he wasn't seriously going to.
Oh, totally.
Dropkick.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. No, I was expecting him to come out and say that and he never did.
Yeah.
Just like none of them
well,
do.
That shut down the Twitter war. It's like over now. So he probably did the smart thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Stassi's race thing continued and continued because all the witches feed into it, so it keeps going and going.
Yeah, they kind of dropped this too. I mean, it's died down. I don't know.
I think they were out to dinner and then they were leaving for Europe. So,
but I have seen a lot of people tweeting that Ariana's blocked them, and I can tell it's definitely people talking about this, talking about the kicking thing. She blocks them, so you have to be careful about what you're saying if you're, you know, not in support of violence against children, you might get blocked.
Who's not in support?
I mean, and I get it. Like Nikolai can be like a little, like, you know, shithead. I get what. Well,
apparently, he said it was like 20 minutes of dark, really insulting comments. Now, again, how far can this kid go? I don't know. Like, be a man and just come on, take it. But.
And of course, he had the most to say to T, Sandy, and Ariana because those are Stassi and Kristen's and Katie's biggest enemies. So I don't know. That would be frustrating to have some little kid saying the exact thing that you know that his sister coached him on.
Yeah.
But how do you think Stassi's mom is feeling? How so many people were tweeting like maybe keep a 12-year-old off the reality TV or maybe don't have him watch. You know, Sex yeah. in the City or watch the show or listen to the podcast.
I was definitely one of those people. Yeah, because it's true. Like, first of all, if he is going to mouth off like that, like, you should have some respect and for your elders, but also, yeah, he should not be watching Vanderpump Rules.
But I felt like T. Sandy was kind of contradicting himself because he was saying that he was speaking like a 7-year-old, even though he's 12. So which was it? He was talking like a child and insulting him, or was he talking like a 12-year-old and insulting him? Like I wasn't sure what he was saying on that. And yeah. He said he was innocent and sheltered, but then he was saying dark things. Like, which was it?
Yeah, it probably just should have never been discussed, but I don't think Nikolai should be watching this show. It's totally
I don't either.
Or listening to Twitter or podcasts.
But I wonder what his little...
Except for ours.
I wonder what his little face did when he found out that he was like in the midst of a Twitter war or like the subject of like a podcast. I bet he was like, what?
Because I'm sure like he heard it at school, if not...
Totally.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's anything to be embarrassed. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. You know, he did what he was asked to be on the show. And and that was interesting, too. T. Sandy went out of his way to say that he thought that that was a complete waste of time to have him on at all. And in that way, I disagree with him because I just think the fans liked him.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Bravo and Evolution Media for giving us what we want. And I was the first one in that podcast review to say I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to play the little, you know, look at my bow tie. I mean, he was annoying. I get it. But I didn't think he did anything that was crazy. And we didn't see everything. So I appreciated that T. Sandy told us about it. It was just
That T. Sandy said, and not in relation to Nikolai, but I liked that he said he can't stand it when they waste time on filler or because we hate that too. All these flashbacks and montages and and flashbacks to the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, we hate that too. So if he considers Nikolai one of those, then that's cool for him to have his opinion.
I don't know if we wanted to mention this, but just mentioning it as a whole on the show, we do know that there are times when the cast will kind of start these problems to maybe get us talking about it and to get like some buzz going. I mean, it was the biggest buzz for in the middle of the week when we shouldn't have been thinking about Pump Rules and we all were talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I talked to someone and they think that the people that did the podcast got up all in the cast's business, like really put the pressure on them for them to tweet about this because it would create buzz for them. And they did chart very well this week as a result. And it would just create a lot of hype. So that is an angle too.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I mean, if that's what we're doing, then I appreciate them for hustling the way that they are. And if these Twitter wars, they're all, you know, texting and it's all calculated, great. But I don't know. It's, I don't know. So you have to tell me how it ended. Like, what did I miss? So
literally, I didn't, there was nothing even to write down. My last was, I'll always love you and be there for you. There was nothing like.
So Peter came out and like served them a drink.
Like some Cosmos and Ken and some dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Like plugging Vanderpump Dogs or something.
It didn't. It was just like a big party. Everyone was like, ah. You didn't miss anything.
Okay. So I guess that's it, you guys. Not much to say. The Sheena and Shay thing, I feel like it should have been like an episode one so we could have ended more on a high note. Like, I feel a little depressed right now and confused.
I suppose, but then her makeup, they knew she would have been in the chair for like 6 more hours.
Yeah, that's true. And I appreciate that Shay came on to the show and kind of cleared up some of the stuff that couldn't have been easy. So that was cool. So
if we get that link, we'll try to share it of the Sheena's IG story.
Oh, totally. And I'll post up, I have some more screenshots. I'll post everything up that I have. And also, I feel like just F it. I'm going to post up the video of me when Rachel O'Brien's walking into her apartment. Like, what do I have to lose? Who cares? And so I think that's about it. thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you everyone so much for leaving us reviews. Please be sure that you email us and let us know if you send a review. If you make a review, we will send you something. You can email us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, VPR Party Podcast. And we are on Insta, Vanderpump Rules Party. We'll be posting more of our Sir restaurant. Someone just tweeted me and said, "What's the alley?" And it's like, are you serious?
Well, if you don't live in Southern California, even LA, people didn't know. I didn't know until we worked down there.
What?
Had a factory down there.
You guys don't have alleys?
No, they're talking about Santee Alley.
Oh, no. I was calling the alley... maybe I'm referring it to the wrong
Sheena
word.
Keeps shopping?
No. Like that, I was calling it the alley in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, I thought you were talking because Sheena keeps posting like every other day, going back to the alley.
Oh, really?
So I thought someone was asking, what's the alley?
No, because I was. They saw our bathroom tour, you know, and I was like, oh my god, you have to go to sit in the alley. Like it's like just as much fun. Yeah. It's like iconic. Come on.
So. I think we should do some like season wrap up polls, some questions. Let's read some emails and voicemails like next week whenever we decide to do it, since we're not tied to this Monday night
yes,
schedule.
Yes. Our voicemail line, you guys, 805-VANDER-8, 805-VANDER-8. You can leave us a voicemail. We will never answer it.
And then maybe we'll have news of A, when Jackson Brittany is starting, and B, if season 6 gets picked up. I would imagine they'd have to start leaking this information soon over the next week or two, because technically filming starts in like mid-May. So
yeah,
it's not leaving much time.
Yeah, for sure. It's picked up. Come on.
Yeah.
And it was so, and during this thing, Lala was sitting there and like she was totally on board. So that, they're just
I'm sure there'll be some articles and some more Twitter wars, so we'll have some more stuff to talk about.
It has been such an honor for this entire season to be recapping Vanderpump Rules with you, and it's been so fun getting to know all of you, and it's been super rewarding and exhausting. And
it's only 12:15 right now. Normally it's 1:15.
Yeah, that's true.
And your daughter's still awake.
Yeah.
She's 3, by the way.
She's a night owl. Oh my god,
it's hysterical.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Yeah, keep hitting us up. We're gonna keep monitoring this little Twitter war and anything else that comes up, and
we're not going on a break or anything, so we'll be back. So email us your questions, and
I mean, we might go to Copenhagen tonight, but
oh my god, yeah.
All right,
okay, bye.